Welcome to the Ado Show. If you are watching or streaming this episode, thank you so much for tuning in. I have an incredible show for you guys today. Today might be a quick episode, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe it can take longer than usual. I don't know, but I know it's going to be a great show today. I have one of my best friends guest co-hosting the whole entire show with me today. Such a very talented individual. He's actually what you're hearing right now, those keys right now, is him, and he's on Zoom. I promise you, he's not even in studio. Like, technology has really done something else, bro. But like, yo, I shout promise you, like, he hasn't even been on the show since episode 12 when he came on and he helped me out. Help me welcome the legendary in the making, the producer extraordinary, the artist, the creative, Kamsara. My God, what's up?
Peace.
My boy, this guy is who taking me to church this afternoon. What's good? My gosh, what am I saying? I talked to you. I feel like I've been talking to you too much, bro. It's like you haven't even been on the show since 2020. And it's like,
yeah,
it's like all coming together right now. Like, so glad, bro. And he got his keyboard with him. So it's like, throughout the whole entire show, if you're listening to this, you're just going to hear a lot of music, bro. And it's just going to be amazing. We're just going to talk about a few stuff today. And this is just going to be our show, bro. It's just going to be like musically just favorited. I don't even know what I'm saying, bro. Oh my gosh, bro. Ah, man. Yo, I know I'm gonna get into these topics. Yes, I'm gonna do that, but my goodness gracious, what have you been doing?
Honestly, man, just school, music, of course. Working on the album still.
Yes, can't
almost
get
done with that, so. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
See? Just stay on the lookout. Keep your ears, you know, open. You feel me? The album. You guys don't ever want to miss anything from him. He's just, again, I cannot say how thankful I am for you. You guys don't even know. He helped me with my sessions record, literally. The one song that I'll be playing at shows is like is something that he really put his touch on. It's not even Good Vibrations. It's worldwide, and it's like, y'all don't even know. Like, he just took that song to a whole nother level. The whole record's like, my sessions. And now he's working on the new project with me, which I can't talk so much about. And I'm so excited.
That's
going to
be fun.
So much. It is going to be fun. It's going to be Oh my gosh. Before I get started, are you ready to get into some topics for today, my guy?
Oh yeah, for sure. I want to talk about this violence situation, man.
Yes, sir.
You ready to talk about that?
Yes, sir. I think that's a good place to start. Well, it's funny because when I saw it and I was reading this, I was like, my goodness, this is really something that really just got my attention right then and there, and it's like something that I usually don't really think about at times. And just to start it off, a violinist played 45 minutes on the New York subway. Four people stopped and one clapped. Managed to raise $20.
Yo. 20? Just 20?
Just 20.
Yeah. So the following night, the same violinist played in one of the most recognized stages in the world and charged a minimum of $100 per entry.
The experiment proved that the extraordinary in an ordinary environment does not shine. It is not recognized.
There are brilliant professionals who don't receive a reward according to their potential. Once they arm themselves with value and leave this kind of environment, they thrive and grow.
When a person is not in the right atmosphere, people will be able to walk by their side and not see how exceptional they are. Just please make sure you are where you should be. That's the whole gist of this message. Know where you're at. the time and the place is everything. It means everything. We talk about this, like, I talk about this with him. I'm just like, yo, you just really don't know where, it doesn't matter. It's not even, it doesn't matter. It matters where you're at. You don't know, like, what atmosphere you are entertaining. And if you're not at the right place at the right time, it's like your downfall or somebody else's downfall that they didn't see your talent, your gift, your ability mm-hmm. to create from your creativity. And it's like,
come on, Doc.
You just don't know, bro. And I'm just like, you don't know. Like, please don't ever be ashamed to, like, go in spaces that are unfamiliar to you that could actually make you more, you know, talked about amongst groups of people, because your name can pop up in different groups of people and be like, yo, like, as simple as we talk about this, like, it's true. Your name can pop up in different groups of many variety Facts. Of musicians, creatives. You just never know. And I'm even talking outside of the musician world, just ordinary people who are not musicians, people who have jobs that are not music related. Your name can pop up in there just by the atmosphere and the environment, which is the important uh-huh. part, the environment that you put yourself in at the place and the time.
Come on now.
Bro,
come on now, Doc.
I am, like, so excited to talk about some of these, because it's very vital to know, because we're living in this world where it's like, I mean, you just,
take your time.
It could really make a great impact on where you're at. And I keep saying this because I've, in many situations, believe that if I just did more searching, if I did more deeper searching and connecting and just the fact of networking, even more to the degree that I do now. I mean, even back then, I know, you know, it would help me, and not just help me, but help other people to know, like, yo, there's a different type of sound out there, you know, a new approach to music and to artistry is not the same like Kem Sera or other artists or other producers or other songwriters who I'm a big fan of. I'm a big fan of songwriters. So that's just where my heart is, honestly. And my heart is not only just in the studio, but it's in people. I love people. I love atmospheres and, like, different types of atmospheres in the environment, bro. It's something to learn from every day. Never be afraid to learn something new. Never be afraid to try something new.
I thought you were some talk music, Doc. You know what I mean? We chopping it up.
See, here's the thing. I'm not used to doing this, bro. I'm the one usually playing the keyboard. So I'm just like, please, Doc. Please take it away, bro. what you want to... You say whatever you want, bro. Say what's on your mind.
Oh, no, sure. I wanted to say, right, that's another thing, because, like, a lot of times, it's not even just as musicians, but as creatives in general, we don't, like, pay attention or acknowledge how much, like, your environment has, like, a huge effect on your overall career. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Play and talk. We like that. Yeah.
You said play and talk. You know? Yeah. You know what? You're right. So it's like,
go ahead, Doc.
We don't understand, like, that when it comes down to, like, your environment, it's about the people. How do you feel about what you're playing? So it's like, if somebody's having a bad day and you playing something that's, like, real soft and melodic like this right here, you know what I mean? Just by what is you playing, you can mostly, like, change somebody's attitude, improve somebody's mood. And it's like, a lot of people don't, you know, realize how powerful sound really is.
I was just going to say that music is a powerful thing, you know. And hold on, I want to say this while we're on the contrary. Music talks.
Well.
I told him, don't you do this to me. This is y'all don't understand how much of a temptation this is right now. Y'all just thinking, oh, he's just playing keys. This is more than just playing a bunch of music and a bunch of chords that will tempt me to go and run all across this room. Because he will take you to church at any given moment. We don't even have to go on commercial break. And he'll just one day, one moment, one time, just, you know. Hey, bro, don't you. Okay. I'm telling y'all. This is a great episode, yo. This is a great show, bro. You know what's so funny? Can I say something? I just want to disclaimer, announcement, you know.
Listening.
No, I know. No, no, you're not doing this to me, bro. This guy, yo, if y'all are in the, if y'all come here from where I, yo, it sounds so dope. He's like, keep, who told you to stop? Okay, let's see here. What am I? Okay. Let me say this. Oh, man, what was I saying?
You were saying, we're talking about the environment. Oh, disclaimer.
Environments, be at the right place at the right time. And if you're not in the right place at the right time, don't beat yourself over it. There's always an, I like that key. There's always another opportunity for you to be in the place where you could have been. So don't ever beat yourself over an opportunity that you might have missed, because there's always room for everybody to have an opportunity to be in a creative space with other creatives and other people who might just be learning more about your craft or about the sound that you're putting out. Always new sounds always get me, bro. I love the sound of new genres, new records. And I'm talking about from new artists and the same artists. My gosh, what am I doing, bro? It's just amazing.
It's so
bro.
Funny you said that, because I think last time I was on here, I had just released the Funk EP.
That's actually right. Yeah, I just remember that too.
Yo, dang.
Yeah.
That was like in December.
Yeah, I remember that. Yo, yeah. Yeah.
Y'all gotta check out the episode. That was
crazy. Yeah, actually, better yet, and it's funny because it's still it'll be up for until whenever. Go back and watch the first time he came on. Just crazy. Amazing.
This was before the drum mics.
Yeah. Way before the drum mics. Way before I had my audio corrected, because I was having so much audio problems. It was not even like funny.
Yo, nah, but see, that's the thing right there. A lot of folk, you gotta have like a giant setup or like a dope expensive setup to sound good. Bro, tell them we can most definitely make any like drum set sound good. If it's like, yo, you got a Sabian B8 on a first stack drum kit with like some jacked up heads.
For the people who don't know what that is, those are cymbals.
No, bro, for real. Like you got the giant old toms, old school joints, 1960 joints, just tilted. You know what I'm saying?
For the ones who don't know that, those are just another thing of the drum kits. It's another type of drum that that's a part of the drum kit.
Educate them.
That y'all see me play on, if y'all see me live or in my YouTube videos or when I play for artists, those are just drums. Go ahead, Doc.
No, but it's like, yo, honestly, if you're a musician and you're good at what you do, you can make anything sound good. And it doesn't matter, like, you know, how, what the condition of the kit is. Like, if you got a drum key, you straight. If you don't got a drum key, you better find you some tape and some tissue, bro. Bro, I'm telling you, like, snares, them snare ringings, the drums be crazy. Get you some electrical tape, put it on your snare. You don't want the overtones, your tom drums, get you some electrical tape or some duct tape, put on your toms, sound good. You don't want your cymbals ringing out, you want them dry, put tape under the cymbals. You know what I'm saying? make that joint sound good.
Next topic. I'm not even. Let's just take a commercial break right here. There's more of the Ado Show after this. Stick around.
You know we gotta play this though. Let me see.
Hey yo.
Yeah. Look, music ain't what it used to be. There was a point in time where we only bump good frequencies. 432 hertz, that's the natural frequency of the universe. Listen, not only does it sound good, but it feels good, and it is good for your mind and your body. It gives positive energy.
We can keep going. That's real good. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
So do away with the negative energy and get in tune with this. The vibe frequency, rejuvenate yourself. Just let go of nobody else. If you felt that good energy, then just let go and transcend with me. Eliminate all the negative energy and get in tune with this. The vibe frequency, rejuvenate yourself. Just let go of nobody else. If you felt that good energy, then just let go and transcend with me. Vibrations, come and get you these good vibrations. Vibrations, vibrations, come and get you some good vibrations.
Welcome back to the Ado Show. Welcome back to the Ado Show. Welcome back to the Ado Show. Come and get you some good vibrations. Welcome back to the Ado Show. Welcome back to the Ado Show. Welcome back to the Ado Show, everybody. Now, recently, American Idol Season 17 winner Lane Hardy has been arrested for...
Oh, what happened? What happened? What happened?
Can I tell you something? We were in good vibrations. Now we're talking about this. I'm just realizing that. Oh, my gosh. It's not a fun thing, though. All right. Lane Hardy has been arrested for allegedly planting a listening device inside of his ex-girlfriend's dorm room. TMZ reports that the music competition star was arrested on Friday and booked for interception and disclosure of wire, electronic, and oral communication. Per legal documents obtained by the outlet, Hardy allegedly put a wire in his ex-girlfriend's dorm room. In the alleged audio, police say that they can hear what sounds like Lane's voice in the recordings. The alleged audio also features conversations that the ex-girlfriend had with her mom about the couple's breakup. TMZ also reported that Hardy was under quote-unquote active investigation by the Louisiana State University Police Department and that a warrant was issued for his arrest. Hardy confirmed this and added that he will be fully cooperative with authorities. Hardy says, quote, "I understand that my career has thrust me into the public spotlight, and I embrace the wholeheartedly as my entire world belongs to my music and my fans. However, due to the sensitive nature of this allegation, I humbly ask for privacy at this time." He continues to say, "I have the utmost respect for the law and will assist in their investigation as needed moving forward." So you guys, what you think about this? I know we got like 10 minutes, bro.
He asked for privacy, but didn't give that person who listened to privacy. That's funny.
Huh. You know, you can't ask for something you don't give.
That was trash. That was a word.
What?
That
word. What? I know we got. I know we only got like less than 10 minutes to talk about this. However, this is like crazy. You know. You know. You know. This is the stuff. You know. You really have to. You know. Look. You know. You. Here's the thing. And I know this is. I know. I'm only saying this because of the time, and also this is just the first thing I thought of when I thought when I was. Okay. Oh my gosh.
I'm done.
No, we're not. No, you can't just do that and say you're done, bro. We have a. Oh my gosh, bro.
Just 10 seconds. 10 seconds. 10 seconds.
Wait, we have 10 seconds?
No, I'm asking for 10 seconds.
Oh, fine. Go ahead. Whatever. I feel like. Go ahead. We'll explain that later.
But for those that know, that you know.
Don't you start up in here, Doc. Don't you start.
Well,
bro, how many minutes do we have? I can't even see the time.
I can't either.
Wait, seriously?
Actually, let me check my laptop.
Okay.
Oh, 5 minutes and 53 seconds.
Okay, bet. Okay, let's do this real quick. You just gotta
be there.
Yeah, you. Well, for one thing, here's the thing. You gotta think about with this type of topic. You really gotta think again before you do, because this guy, I don't know if he did this act while he was on the show, but I'm just like, yo, like, this is gonna cost you. And you know, with every single with everything that you do in life, there's always something that, you know, backs it up. There's always either a consequence or something great that follows after that. You know, the energy that you release, you know, will come back to you. You know, whatever you give out will come back in for real.
Yeah.
So like, watch what you do, watch what you say. You know, I mean, kind of not saying you should be put on blast for this. I mean, I don't even know what to say about this. It's just like he's on a television show and you're doing this, man. So it's just like, yeah, hey,
it's not
like,
good.
Yeah, it's not even like. And you are the winner of American Idol, so it's like, wow.
Yo, he was the winner?
Yes, season 17, the recent season of American Idol, so it's like.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but yo, everything has a consequence, and everything has something good to it if the act that was done was good. That was not confusing, I promise you. I know we're running out of time.
Wait, do you have your drums like hooked up to this?
I'm not telling you that. Okay, so, stick around. There's more of the Ado Show after this. Welcome back to the Ado Show. My guest for today is a singer, musician, and is the host of the podcast. This Is The Moment. Help me welcome my boy, Stephen Jones Jr. Dude.
What up, yo?
I am, like, so fascinated about everything you're doing, and I'm like, I don't even need to know him. I only met him, like, a few minutes ago, and I'm just, like, your smile just, like, tells so much about you. I'm like, dude, you got the personalities just right there, bro, and I feel you on that one, man. How you doing? What's up? What's good?
What's happening, bro? I'm glad to be on the Deuce show, you know?
Yo, I'm enjoying the vibe. This one right here. Yo, right here. I feel so relaxed right now, bro. I'm just like, I do these shows and I'm like, please let it go. I'm just like, hey, you know what? This is Steve, bro. Like, he's doing his thing. I'm doing my thing. It's all good. We all happy. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But like I said, before we started taping, congratulations on everything that you're doing and
Appreciate you, man. Literally everything.
Sincerely, I know it's hard work, and I talked to a lot of people about this. Everybody works hard. However, it's different when you're going through it, and what you've done for yourself and what you've spread out and what you have expressed to other people has been very extraordinary, and I've seen your work, and it's just amazing, man.
I appreciate you, dog, for it, man. It's been a journey, for real. But it's fun, you know. This is what I dream about. This is what I want to do, so out here grinding, man.
Yeah. Can't stop. You talking about grinding. I'm like, you're like, yo, you grinding. I'm like, yo, I'm so sorry. I told him, right now, we're taping this on a Tuesday, and I've been really... I've had so many difficulties. We've literally scheduled him twice, and I am just he's a real one. Like, honestly, this is not us. I'm like, we've been having so many problems, and I'm like, you just still locked in and loaded. You just chill, and you know, speaking of everything you've been doing, like I said before, congrats on TXTH Radio. I know you were a new member. I saw that you were a new member and you joined them, man.
It's been dope, man. My bro John, he asked me this in what I want to say the summer of 2021, like July. He was like, "Yo, you want to be on the radio?" And at first, I thought it was like, "Yeah, like cool." Like, I thought he was joking. He was like, "All right." And then what? It hasn't been 2 months yet, 3 months. I want to say the start of March, he hit me up. Like, you still want to be on the radio? And I said, let's do it. And then I was like, when? He was like, right now. I was like, what? As a whole. Like,
yeah, he's like,
yo, you got it, yo, right now. So jumped into it, man. Shout out to all my homies at TXH Radio. It's we're changing the culture, bro. We got, like, shows all throughout the day. If you're not doing nothing, all throughout the week, we got shows. We got Midday Vibes. We got a show called Pillow Talk. We got Mystique's Room. It's a lot of dope vibe. We got Saturday stuff, Sunday stuff. You want to get your church on? It's dope, bro.
Come on, somebody.
It's dope, bro. It's for real. It's dope. It's on the app Stationhead. Shout out to them for giving us a platform to do our thing for sure.
Dude, that's amazing, man. I'm that's amazing to hear. It's funny, I look at radio stations and I'm like, people are still, like, tuning into this stuff, and people are really tuned in. I'm just like, it's really dope what you're doing, bro, and how you're engaging with your audience. And speaking of that, last week, I know I got to know you way before this a little bit. What was it? Last week, hold on, let me see if this is right. Yeah, last week you hosted a listening party for PJ Morton's new album titled Watch the Sun, and I believe you were hosting it on that radio station, TXTH, and how was that like? What was the, how was it that like, what was that, like the DreamWorks Factory?
Yeah, so my radio show on the show is called The Dream Factory. I call it The Dream Factory because... We start at like 10 o'clock at night. So 10 o'clock till about whenever I feel like shutting it down because, you know, I'm in the school system too. So I need some amount of sleep, you know, to mess with the kids. But it's called The Dream Factory because, you know, it's a time of night where you're either going to sleep or if you're a creative, if you like me, you just waking up. Like, you know, if you got something on your head, it's over. So last week, Thursday, PJ Morton's new album, Watch the Sun, came out. And I was like, yo, I might as well have a listening party. So, you know, it was dope. The first hour I played, you know, hits from, what, Freestyle Nation. That was like 20 years ago. Like all of PJ's hits all the way leading up to Watch the Sun, and it was super dope, man. And his album, if you haven't heard Watch the Sun yet, that's definitely a summer album. Like, get ready. That album got some vibes on it for sure.
Yes, for sure. Yes, yes. Please go check out that record. It came out last Friday, didn't it?
It came out Friday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah. I definitely gotta like listen. I think I listened to a little bit of it. There's a lot of records actually that came out last Friday. So I've been trying to keep
Future
up with that.
Came out Friday. Yeah,
Future, yeah. I heard of that. Yeah, a lot. Yeah. It's been dope. But music is just like, everybody's tackling it so many different ways. It's just like, okay, you know, very surprising, very like, but I'm optimistic about, you know, the future of music and how it's going. Even with some of the old cats still doing their thing, yeah, and the new people doing their thing, I'm very optimistic about it. And if you had the choice, actually, if you had to choose for the rest of your life to either be a performer or a radio host, which one would you pick?
Oh, man. That's like picking between kids, bro. No. Ooh. I'm gonna say performer, bro, and I'm saying performer because I'm saying, like, that's how nervous I am with saying this. I'm gonna say performer because there's something about, and you can attest to this as a drummer. I'm a drummer too, but there's something about, like, huh?
I know.
Yo, whatever you're doing, there's something about, like, stepping out on stage in front of people, like, whether it be people you know or people you don't know, and feeling their energy, man, their vibe, like, that, it's a feeling that is, I can't even really put into words, man, and it's refreshing because it happens every single time, like, you go out to perform. So I'd definitely say being a performer or a radio show host right now, wow, though. Wow. Yeah, I don't know.
All right. I'm going to sleep on that one tonight. I got the same question. So I was like, let me ask the same person who's kind of doing what I'm doing. And I feel like I go in the same direction, but I'm going to sleep on it. Don't mark my words and screen record this and play this
back. Gotcha.
And be like, this is what he said and this is what he meant. And he's not going to take it back. I might just tomorrow. Okay. let's talk about, I know we're running out of time. I don't know why this has a time on itself.
No, man, you're good, man. You're good. You're good.
No, this, I got a time. I know it's going to shut off once this time is like ready. So I'm gonna make this, I'm gonna try to do this as quick as possible, but I'm gonna invite you back on the show, man, because I really
got
your energy. When the producers love you, we all love you, man. And this is amazing to have you. Let's talk about your podcast, This Is the Moment.
Let's do it.
Uncovering the value. This is in your bio. Uncovering the value, influence, and importance of music through the eyes of creatives. I love that. I really love that, man. What got you to do your show?
So the pandemic hit, right? And I was like, that was the first time in my life where I couldn't do anything music. You know, I go to Morgan State. I'm graduating May 21st. I got to say that. Shout out to Morgan State. Shout out to all my homies, all my teachers. But when the pandemic hit, that was the first time in my life. And I know a lot of musicians and creatives can attest to it. The first time in my life where you couldn't do anything. Like, I couldn't go to school. I couldn't go to church. You know, I couldn't, like, we were shut down in the house. So I was literally in the house going through, like, months of, like, trying to find out, like, yo, do you really love, like, to remind myself, why do you love music? Why have you putting all these hours in? Why are you practicing? Because I ain't gonna lie to you, after the first 2 months, I want to say, round May, I was getting nervous because I was like, yo, I didn't miss Easter and I'm not sick. I didn't, you know, I'm missing people's birthdays, people dying. I'm just like, yo, what is happening? So the name This Is the Moment came from me just simply asking myself, like, yo, when was the moment that you found your love for music? So I went from that, like evaluating myself, and then I started asking some of my homies, like, we would get on Zoom, because we couldn't really meet up. Or when we did meet up, we 6 feet apart. I was like, asking, like, yo, like, when it comes to your love for music, when did you find your love for music? And then it grew into me just talking to creatives in general. At first, I was just strictly talking to musicians, like the people in my circle. Then I started to realize, like, yo, we're all creators. We're all artists in our own way. So, and everyone has a passion. So This Is The Moment podcast is simply a platform where, you know, we discuss or, like, we just go through or get a remind ourselves why we love what we do.
When did you start it? When did it launch?
I launched on October the 10th, 2020. Okay. That was a Saturday night. I literally went on Instagram. I started the Instagram first. That's when I started.
Bro, dude, can I tell you something? I started this show May of 2020. The first taping we did was June 11th, 2020 at 8 in the morning on the dot with a guy from the Netherlands.
Dude,
I was like, so I can definitely relate to the kind of energy.
That's
like,
dope, bro.
Yo, I'm telling you, you got something special in you, and I love it, bro. You really
appreciate
special.
That, man.
Like, you know, I can tell God's like all over you. You're just like amazing, like for real.
Yeah, bro, for real.
I wish we could talk more, but I know the time is running out. I got more tapings, and I really want you to come back on the show. You're always invited. We want to have you back on season two. When we're gonna start another season, and we're gonna bring you back on. So we can chat some more, and anything you're doing in your life endeavors, we're excited about it, man. And I know this time is getting on my nerves, so I'm just gonna stop and I just thank you for stopping by the show, man. Honestly, I appreciate it. You can stream Steve's podcast, This Is The Moment, wherever you stream podcasts. Stick around, there's more of the Ado Show after this. That's all the time that we have for today.
So if you'd like to see more clips from today's show, head over to Ado's YouTube channel for more exclusive content. Also, if you'd like to stream full episodes of the show, you can, since this show is on all streaming platforms, which are available for download on the Google Play Store and the App Store. Finally, make sure to tune into the Ado's Show every day on YouTube.com and other streaming platforms.
Available. Stay cool, live life. Until next time. Come on, Doc.